Are you ready to experience a life of divine health, vitality, and victory? Introducing the Harvest of Health Package, a collection designed to empower you and elevate your health. Turn on healing scriptures and let the Word of God guide you on a journey of faith and healing. Listen as Kenneth Copeland reads anointed healing scriptures. Defeat doubts and receive your healing, allowing the transformative power of God's Word to get into your heart and flow through you. Explore the profound revelations in Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. Discover the will of God in action through the ministry of Jesus. Dive into overwhelming scriptural evidence that without a doubt, it is God's plan to heal today, just as in the time when Jesus healed them all. And for those committed to living in divine health every day, the Harvest of Health mini book by Gloria Copeland is your guide. Don't wait for an emergency. Start feeding on healing scriptures now. Learn how to sow the word of God into your heart and reap a harvest of health in your life every day. Because now is the time to embark on a journey to a healthier, more abundant life. Order your free copy of the Harvest of Health Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, including the You Are Healed brochure packed with related healing scriptures. Feed your spirit on the Word and stay ready to reap your harvest of health every day. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons, and we're so glad that you joined us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And Terry, that offer that we are presenting to the people, it is so important that they get this material.
It is. And we're giving it to you, that Harvest of Health package. Want to remind you of it. Don't hesitate. Don't delay. You can order that. You get the Harvest of Health, the brochure, the book by Sister Copeland, the healing scriptures being read by Kenneth Copeland. As I said before, how would you like to have Kenneth Copeland reading healing scriptures to you right by your bed at night? That'd be awesome.
That's great.
This is as close as you're going to get to that.
It's true.
It's a great thing, though, to have that. And you can go the information right there on your screen. And, you know, I think sometimes people wonder, well, you're giving this to us. Yes, we are. But they still want to give into the ministry. Well, we receive that. Our faith is active all the time, that all of our needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
That's right.
And so we receive that. We receive your financial support in faith. We believe God for His multiplication back to you and a harvest on that financial seed that you sow. And that helps us to work together as we get the gospel out, whether it's through the product or through these broadcasts and the other things that we do.
That's right.
Thank you very much for those who do that. Pastor George, I think it'd be good to review what has brought us to this point, to this broadcast today.
Well, we're talking to everybody about how to keep their healing. And for those who have been healed, lost your healing, how to get it back. And so here's a briefing on what we've talked about so far. So people receive their healing. There's some people that lose their healing. They don't know what to do about how to get their healing back. They don't know the Word of God. They're not familiar with it. And John 10:10 tells us, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus has come in order that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So the first key that we talked about yesterday about getting your healing back is you have to stop the thief. We must stop the thief. We know that when the word is preached, immediately Satan comes to steal the word. So Ephesians tell us that we need to stop the thief from stealing from us any longer.
And who's the thief?
The thief is the devil.
And Jesus said that in Mark 4.
Devil.
That's not quite right.
Excuse me.
The devil.
So the devil is the one who is the thief. But Jesus has come to give us life, to give it to us more abundantly, to the full, until it overflows. So we found out that in the place where it's stopping the thief, then we need to resist the devil. In resisting the devil, we talked about how we resist the devil. The Lord said in James, it talks about resist the devil and he will flee from us. And we have to put on the armor of God. And that's what we left off yesterday, talking about putting on the armor of God. being girded with truth, the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying in the Spirit with watchfulness. This is the armor of God. So that was key number one.
That's good, George. Ephesians chapter 6, and knowing that armor of God, and not just being able to quote what it is, but to think on it, to meditate on it, and to realize that these weapons are not carnal,
right,
but they are powerful.
Right, right.
They are mighty through God to the pulling down of these strongholds. You know, resistance is not something that you just do in a moment. But it's a mode of resistance. It's a stand of resistance. But sometimes we have to take that stand, and our resistance level has to come up because there is pressure coming from the outside, and the devil. You know, there are times when there's a direct demonic attack. But there are other times that it's just because we're in a world that's under his influence, and sickness is out there, disease is out there, there are enemies that want you sick. So that resistance mode, we have to stay in touch with that. And James told us how to do that.
Yep.
He said, submit to God, resist the devil. Submit to God's way of thinking, his way of talking, his way of acting. Submit to God. Make his ways your ways, his word, your word. And that is the mode of resistance that presses and pushes back against the devil.
So that was major key
number one. And now we
are. How to keep your healing.
Yep.
Major key number two on keeping your healing is we have to hold fast.
Now, people
hold
think,
fast.
Yeah, a lot of times people think that, you know, you get something from God, then that's all there is to it. That's all I have to do. Never have to do anything else again. Mm-hmm. La, la, la. And they're in for a very disappointing reality.
You got to hold on to it. It's like the song goes, da 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 da. Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on. That's my Jesse moment.
That's a decade some people may be familiar with.
They might not be familiar. I'll ask the 20 and 30 year olds in here.
Yeah, they probably don't. Yeah.
But you have to hold on.
Yeah, and here's
hold on.
There's the scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Hold fast that which is good. Now, if the scripture says hold fast, that lets you know that there's something coming that's going to try to take it away from you.
Yep.
Hold fast that which is good. Hold on to the good things. God is good.
Yep.
We established this day one.
Yep.
God is good. He's a good God.
He's a good God.
And the devil is a bad devil. Yep. So we hold fast, to which is good.
To what is good. Yep. So I have a scripture. It's
Please.
Not in the notes.
No.
It's Acts chapter 10.
Yes?
I'm so excited about this. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
I give you extra credit on your paper. That's a plus 10
it's
points
so
right
cool.
there.
So hold fast to that which is good. Healing is good.
Healing is good. I'll say when you're sick and you get healed, you get well. You know, what is it? I've been sick and I've been well, and well is better.
That's right.
I've been rich, I've been poor. Rich is better.
That's right.
That's
right.
God's provision
it's good.
Is just better.
So you have to hold on to what is good, and healing is good.
Revelation 3:11, hold that fast which you have, that no man take your crown. So we hold fast to things that God gives. We hold fast to his provision. We hold fast to his blessing. We hold fast to his promise. Just bless God, not taking it from me.
Yeah.
You came up with a phrase many years ago, bulldog faith, because a bulldog clamps down and won't let go.
Mm-mm.
That's why here at KCBC, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, we're on Eagle Mountain Lake. You would think that our mascot would be an eagle, but no. Our students are bulldogs because they have bulldog faith. We're not going to let go of the promises of God.
Yep. Hold on.
Okay.
So I have a question for you.
Oh, well, okay.
A question is, oh, you want to finish something first?
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done. Go
for it. The question is, how do we hold fast?
That is a big question. Would you like for me to answer that?
Inquiring minds want to know.
How do we hold fast? I think you took a happy pill.
I think Jesse Duplantis just came on.
Okay.
So, cast him out. No. Go.
Okay.
They can edit that later.
You know, they probably won't. So what do we do? What are we holding fast to? Well, he said hold fast that which is good, but that just in itself is not enough to know what do we hold fast to. Well, first of all, we hold fast to the words of life. Jesus came to give life, but you have to take it and hold on to it, because there's a thief that's coming to steal. Hebrews 4:12, one of my favorite verses from the Amplified Classic. Mm-hmm. For the word that God speaks, the word that he has spoken, is alive. It's full of power. It is, the power makes the word of God active, makes it operative, it's working, it's energizing, and it is effective.
Yeah.
Effective. Matthew 4:4. But Jesus answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You know, just because you had breakfast today doesn't mean you never need to eat breakfast again. Maintenance is important.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance, you eat physically to maintain your strength. We eat spiritually to maintain our spiritual strength. And Jesus says that is the word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'll let you do the last. I can feel you. You want to say this next one. What do we hold fast to, Pastor?
What do we hold? Well, we hold fast to the word in Nahum or Nahum. I used to hum when I was a kid.
I know, yes, and sometimes
and my
you
parents
still do.
Would you stop that incessant humming?
And I understand.
And
that's,
this is the biblical term, nay hum.
So if you start that humming again, I'm going to look at you and say, nay humming.
Nay hum. 1:9, affliction shall not rise up the second time. You need to take hold of that. That belongs to you. If that disease or whatever it is trying to come on you right now, coming back on you, you say affliction shall not rise up the second time.
I just want to take a moment here. I just want to recognize something this moment. Joy does good like a medicine.
Yes.
And what the Lord is doing right now with you, the joy of the Lord came on you.
Yeah, it did.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that is ministry. If you just shake off that old sour pussy attitude there that you've got, that just all feeling sorry for yourself and whining, whatever that is.
Do your Mark Hankins. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Just what, you know, it's, I don't feel like laughing. Well, then laugh by
laugh
day.
At the devil. Laugh
ha,
at the devil.
Ha, yeah.
God laughs at the devil.
God laughs at him. We should laugh
we
at
should
him.
We should laugh at him.
And devil say, what you laughing about? Say, well, I know your outcome. I know how it's going to turn out for you. Ha, 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 ha.
That's right.
You said I won't get well. Ha, ha, ha. You said I won't get my healing. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
So we don't want to miss it when God's doing something and we want to respond to him.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So remember what the armor of God says about in Ephesians 6?
Let's go back to that. Okay. Ephesians chapter 6.
Yep.
I'm going to go back to this in the armor of God. How do we hold fast to that armor of God that we talked about yesterday? Well, let's look at it again. First of all, it says, put on the armor of God so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore.
That's right.
So there again is that holding fast. Having done all to stand, stand therefore with your loins girt with the truth. That's your belt. That's that daily infusion of reading and thinking and listening to the word of God preached. Your loins girt about with truth. So what is our confession? How do we hold on to that? Well, we say this, I hold fast to truth.
That's right.
I'm holding fast to truth. And the truth is, by his stripes, I was healed. So you hold fast by declaring that. I hold fast to the truth. I am healed. That's more true than symptoms. Okay? So you hold fast to that. It goes on to say the breastplate of righteousness. How do you hold fast to that? Well, we say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and his rightness is making my body right. His rightness in me is making my health right. His righteousness in me is making my heart right, my head right, my hands, my arms, my joints, my eyes, my ears, whatever is not right, his rightness in you will change what's wrong.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Tell this one, George, about peace.
No, you keep going. I want to do number three.
Oh, you? Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
I want to do three. Can I do three?
Yes, you may do three.
Thank
I
you.
Grant you that. So the gospel of peace, your feet shod, standing in the peace of God. Well, you know, in Hebrew, the word peace comes from the word, it's shalom. It comes from a Hebrew word that means wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You're not whole. Your peace is not whole when there's sickness present. And so he says, hold fast to peace. You say that. I am holding fast to my wholeness.
I'm holding fast.
I am holding fast to my peace.
Thank you.
What about salvation? Well, in the Greek, the word that's translated saved or salvation, when he said, you declare Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved, that word, it doesn't mean just saved from hell. It means saved from whatever you need to be saved from. And it includes healing. It includes deliverance. It includes preservation. So you hold fast by saying, I hold fast to my salvation. That's part of the armor of God. And my salvation, I'm holding fast to it because that's what the word says.
Yeah.
That is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is all called the good
fight
of faith. That's how you take those weapons and you fight the fight of faith with them.
Okay, so we just have a few minutes left for these next two. We hold fast to our confession of faith. I'm called around here Captain Confession.
Yes, you are.
And it says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
And that's not just people witnesses.
Yeah.
God sees,
the
angels see, devils see, in front of everybody that's important to this, sees your confession of faith.
We can't fight the fight of faith without our confession of faith. Hebrews 10:23, it says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Matthew 12:37, this is the Pastor George translation. By your words you are healed, and by your words you are sick.
Because it says, by your words you're justified, by your words you are condemned. But that's exactly what he's talking about there. What does it mean, confession, anyway? Well, the word confession actually means to say the same thing. If you're confessing to sin, you're saying, by your admission of that sin, you're bringing the deed up for judgment.
Yeah.
So we confess by saying the same thing that God says. We speak his word. That's what confession, that's what we're talking about.
Exactly. In agreement with what he said about us. Say this after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe I receive.
I believe I receive.
The fullness of my healing.
The fullness of my healing.
Jesus paid the ultimate price.
Jesus paid the ultimate price.
For me to be well.
For me to be well.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I confess it.
I confess it.
I declare it.
I declare it.
I have it.
I have it.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. Yep.
Now, do number four.
Okay. We hold fast to sound words of teaching. Leviticus King James, it says doctrines. Hold fast to sound doctrine, sound teaching. And don't get off into something. I'd look to see what the scripture says. That's why we offer you all of these products so that you can see exactly what the word says. We're not basing this on one or two or even three verses, but rather on the whole of the scripture that constantly points to healing is yours and don't let the devil steal it from you. So we hold fast to these sound words of teaching, 2 Timothy 1, verse 13 and 14. Hold fast the form of sound words, which you heard of me, in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which is committed to you, you keep it by the Holy Ghost, which dwells in us. Mm-hmm. That's where you go back to the weapon about praying in the Spirit. Pray, stay in fellowship with God, with the communion with the Holy Spirit within you. That's one way that strengthens you. Bible says, he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself, builds himself up. And that is one of the things that helps you to see what to hold fast to and how to hold fast. Romans 10.
So then, faith for healing, and the healing is in parentheses here, faith for whatever it is,
whatever
comes
it is,
by hearing and hearing by the word of healing. That's where it comes from. You just keep depositing, you just keep ingesting, you just keep meditating on that, and you will find yourself healed.
Yes. You know, hearing and hearing, not having heard. Some people even get healed on the word of healing, but then they let it drop. It's good to stay refreshed on healing. It should
yep.
be somewhere in your mouth or something coming every day. There should be something,
right.
Even when you're reading scripture about other things, you should be able to connect that to how that brings healing to you.
Exactly.
So we keep the word in our ears. We keep it in our eyes. We keep it in our mouth. We keep it in our heart.
And the greatest confession that we can make to begin all of this is confessing that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, when he's Lord, means he's master over
supreme.
Sickness. He's master over disease. You want his mastery over that in your life.
That's right. It says in Romans chapter 10, what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth, even in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, so that if you shall confess, there's that word confess.
Mm-hmm.
If you will confess or declare or receive with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and that shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And it says in verse 10, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So what is salvation? Salvation is all of it.
It's the package. It's
everything.
The full package.
Everything.
So this, whatever it is, you know, if you've never declared Jesus the Lord of your life, if you've never said, Jesus, I'm giving you my life and I believe you're the Son of God and that you took my place, paid the price of the punishment for my sin, and I want you in my life. If you've never done that, that's where life begins. Life for spirit is first. Life for soul, emotions, thoughts. Life for your body. Life for your finances. Life for your relationships. That's all rooted in that invitation to receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life. And it's a heart decision that you connect to by the words of your mouth, a decision in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and the words that you say. The whole kingdom of God operates on a system of words, what you believe in your heart and what you say.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor George, Pastor Terry, I did that years ago. I'm a Christian. I go to First Church. I go to this. I do that. I watch the broadcast. Still, the process is the same. What you believe in your heart and you speak out of your mouth is what connects you to the promise and the reality of the kingdom of God.
That's right. You know, one of the things that we do in church, Terry, at the end of the service is we present the opportunity for someone to receive Jesus as their Lord, and we lead them in a very simple confession of faith for them to be able to do that. That's what the Bible tells us. But we have everybody join us together.
Yes, everybody prays it.
And
just to remind us of all those great things that are in our salvation.
So everybody right now, I want you to say this after me. Why don't you lead them? I like the way
and
you do that.
And would you attach to this
that
Jesus said, that those who believe in him should receive the Holy Spirit. And Acts chapter 2, that was with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. Jesus said that in Mark 6:16, and they will speak with other tongues.
Yeah.
You can receive that right now as well. Let's pray.
I like to do this.
Prayer.
Put your hand over your heart.
That's good.
You can do that. Put your hand over your heart right now. And let's all, everybody who's watching us right now, let's all come into agreement together over the receiving of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I do believe that Jesus is risen from the dead.
That Jesus is risen from the dead.
He paid the punishing price for my sin.
He paid the punishing price for my sin.
And was raised from the dead. In full victory over death.
In full victory over death.
Jesus is offering that victory to me.
Jesus is offering that victory to me.
I receive it. Jesus be my Lord.
Jesus be my Lord.
Be my Savior. And baptize me now.
And baptize me now.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
Filling me. To overflowing. So that I, in Jesus' name,
will speak with other tongues.
I yield myself to you, Lord. Now just begin to speak in that heavenly language. How do you learn that? You don't learn it in your head. You by faith step out and just begin to speak, and the Holy Spirit is faithful to be there.
What a gift.
And now we want to give this to you. This, he did it all for you. We want to give this to you right along with that Harvest of Health package. And you can get this. Just go to the information there that's on your screen, and we'll send it right away at no charge to you, because we love you, because God loves you, because we want you. This is what we live for, is to get this
kind of information
in your hands so that you can be powerful in God, resisting the devil, and watch him flee from you. Till tomorrow, remember this, Pastor.
God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.